Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in.
And do you need police, fire, or medical?
Police, possibly. I'm reporting a missing child.
Okay. And what is the name of the business there, ma'am?
The business?
Okay. And the child that you're trying to report missing, are you calling on behalf of the parent?
Yes, on behalf of the mother. She's
missing. Okay. Okay. And then, ma'am, how old is the child? And could I go ahead and get her name?
Yes, it's me.
And is she white, black, or Hispanic?
She's white.
Okay.
Blonde,
and
dirty blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay, hold on with me here. And then what color shirt and pants was she last seen wearing?
Hold on, let me ask. Then, what color shirt and, like, what was she last wearing? Hold on, we're finding out.
Okay, and then how long has it been, though, since you guys have last seen her?
Since this morning. She was dropped off at school this morning, and apparently she never showed up. We called everyone we knew. No one seen her.
Okay, and then, so, ma'am, I just want to confirm, though, was she last seen from this address? Is this where you guys last saw her?
No. She was last seen at the church next to Honey Creek Middle School. I think it's called Peace Church. I'm not sure of the exact address. She was wearing a dark green hoodie, I believe.
What is the name of the church?
I think it's called, I'm pretty sure it's called Peace Church. It's the one right next to Honey Creek Middle School. It's the, no.
Got it. It's across the street from it?
I believe so, yeah. There's two. I just forgot about the other one. It's not Focal Point Church. It's,
Well, is it Peace United Methodist Church?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, is she diagnosed with any medical mental conditions at all?
I know she I think that I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me here. And is she known to carry anything on her person, like a pocket knife, pepper spray, anything at all like that?
No, nothing like that.
Does she have a cell phone that she might keep on her person?
She doesn't. She had one when she left at home conveniently today.
Okay. And ma'am, what is your name?
My name is...
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And just so we recognize you when we arrive there, though, at the advance, to come meet with you guys, are you, ma'am, white, black, Indian Nation, or Hispanic?
I'm Hispanic.
And what color shirt and pants will you be wearing?
Pants, dark wash jeans. I have a green cardigan on and a white shirt.
Thank you. And I just need to verbally confirm as well. Do you have any at all weapons on your person?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. And are you going to be waiting for us inside?
I'll come outside. I still see through glass. I'll see when you guys show up.
Okay, perfect then. So then I'll get a call placed for service. We'll have deputies out there to come and make a report with you and to come and assist with trying to find your, okay?
Okay, her mother and my, they're going to the school to double check and everything, but from what we know, she wasn't there, so they should be back soon, too, because it's right next to the school.
Yeah, that's fine. So if at least one of you remains there, though, to meet with an officer, that's more than fine, okay?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, then. All right, thank you so much, ma'am, and I'll go ahead and let you go. We'll be out there as quickly as we can, okay? All right, bye-bye, ma'am.
911, what is the location of the emergency? Can you please fire medical?
No, it's not a medical issue. We have a missing child since this morning. We already called 3 times. And the police didn't show up yet.
Are you listening? Or yes. Do you know? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I see it right here for yes, ma'am, I see it. Just waiting for a deputy to respond.
They haven't come here yet.
I'm worried, ma'am. I see it. It's waiting for a deputy to respond.
You're waiting for a deputy to respond?
Yes, ma'am.
And how long what do we need to wait? It's a child missing.
I understand that, ma'am, but I'm just not able to give out ETA. I don't know when they'll be there.
So how long do we need to wait?
Ma'am,
this is an emergency.
Ma'am, we have the information, but they're trying to get there someone as soon as possible.
So this is not important for you guys? Really?
Ma'am, we're very busy in the area. Look, I understand they'll be there as soon as they can, okay?
Police or medical?
Hi, I called not that long ago reporting a missing child. I just wanted to know how long the cops are going to take to get here.
Okay, hold on. Let me open up the call and let's see. The call is still currently pending to have the deputies respond out there, but we don't have any available deputies. We still have the call up, though, holding.
Okay, so no one's on their way yet?
Not yet, no.
Does it take long for them to respond to the call?
If there's a big emergency in the area and there's no units available, they put the calls on hold. But as soon as one becomes available, they respond to the next pressing call.
Okay, yeah, we just need one here urgently. So
I understand. We still have the call. We still have the call holding. It is.
Yes.
Yep, we still have the call holding for them. I'll go ahead and update them with the information.
All right, thank you, because this happened very recently, so we just want to get everyone here. She's been missing since 8 a.m., so we want to get everything done as soon as possible to try to find her.
I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
What you just heard were the 3911 calls that were made on Monday, February 26th of 2024 to report 13-year-old Madeline Soto missing. Now, law enforcement redacted the names of the callers, but I believe that one of them is Madeline's mother, Jen Soto. I think another is by Madeline's grandmother, Yolanda. And then the other one, I believe, is Jen Soto's sister. I also find it striking that the sister, the person I believe to be the sister, who's going to be there when the cops arrive, says that she's wearing a green cardigan. The color green and these clothing items just keeps coming up in this case. They said that Madeline was spotted on the church surveillance camera video wearing something green. Now we hear that Jen's sister was wearing something green. It's all just a little weird. I mean, it could be totally a coincidence. I think it is a coincidence. I'm not accusing anyone of anything shady here. Another thing that we learn from one of these calls is that Jen Soto and her mother drove to the school to look around at some point after this 911 call was made. So very early on, Jen is relying on her sister and her mother to help navigate through this crisis. So that gives us an idea of the family dynamic. Jen is obviously somewhat close to her mother and her sister, and it sounds like she trusts them and relies on them in situations like this. Curiously, absent from the 911 calls is Stephen Stearns, the so-called stepfather. Why didn't he make one of the calls? Where was he when these calls were made? The other big news in this case is that the medical examiner's office said today that it cannot release the autopsy report on Madeline's autopsy, which does reveal her cause of death. The medical examiner's office said the report is, quote, confidential and exempt from being publicly released because it involves a, quote, minor whose death was related to an act of domestic violence. I don't like the sound of that. I mean, we know that something violent had to have happened because Maddie ended up dead and dumped in a tree line 22 miles away. Whatever happened to her, I was hoping it was something that was not painful. This has my mind spinning. Could it be, you know, him laying his fists on her for an extended period? I say him because I do believe that Stefan Stearns is the guilty party. However, I must say that he hasn't been charged with the crime yet, and he is thus presumed innocent. The other thing that stands out is the way they describe it. It's almost like they witnessed it, which has me wondering if he filmed it. Were they able to see exactly what he did to her? And is it because they were able to obtain that footage that he supposedly accidentally deleted when he accidentally did a factory reset? You know, I'm assuming he did it. Is it possible somebody else did it along with him? Could Jen Soto be involved? I don't know. It's so weird. If they have that evidence and they know that Madeline died as a result of domestic violence, you would think that an arrest would be happening like today, like now. Hopefully that's coming soon. That's all for today. Until the next time on Bed Crime Stories, hey, smash that like button.